You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's going to be a short show out of necessity. I had a morning appointment that instead of taking 1 hour, took 3 hours, so I was delayed getting back into the studio as well as had a limited amount of time for show prep. But while I was driving here, I turned on Rush Limbaugh, and he was playing something that I said, I'm going to share with my audience as well, because a lot of what I have been saying over the years is now being said by black activists across the nation, in this case, in Chicago, Barack Obama's hometown, or at least where he has a residence today. So without further ado, I'm going to play that clip. It's about a little over 4 minutes. And keep in mind, these are black speakers, all of them are black speakers. They consider themselves activists from Chicago. And this might, I think, might have an impact on the election if it really gets out there. That's why I'm playing it, because they're saying what I've been saying and a number of people have been saying for many years, but what makes it different, now blacks are saying it.
Black folks is in an abusive black leadership relationship.
We have to send a message. This is the time for us to send a message.
We always talking about what the Republicans ain't done for us or what they will do to hurt us. My life has been hurt by Democrats.
And we got in our mind that we always got to keep vote Democrat. You know,
look and see. In your community, who are the real oppressors in our community? They always talk about black on black crime. And when you hear the word black on black crime, the first thing you think of is a black man robbing you, a black man breaking in your house. And that is a black on black crime. But let's take it one step further. There's a black on black crime in down in City Hall. There's a black on black crime down in all the state capitals in America, where black folks are voting against our interests, where black folks are voting and making us, we're getting poorer and poorer, and other groups are getting richer and richer.
Everywhere you go, there's poverty in black areas.
This lot where I stand at right now, Ida B. Wells, public housing residents who live at. Most of the people homeless living in the street, and it's because of you, Mr. President.
In Detroit, where your leaders at? There's no white folks running Detroit cutting water on black folks in Detroit. Them black folks running that city. Ain't no white folks doing that. Them black folks going along with that. Everything's happening in our community is black leadership doing this.
Our children know that if the Democrats have not done anything for us as of yet, why should they even go out and vote? What agenda is on the table that's going to change their life?
The only thing they're offering the black community is abortion on demand. This is what the president asking for us to vote for.
Now he wants to have this conversation about minimum wage raise because he knows that this is the way to get a lot of the poor people's attention. But to hell with his minimum wage raise. We don't have any jobs. A minimum wage raise for what?
They're not pushing a black agenda. They're not pushing a family agenda. They're pushing a neoliberal agenda.
Across this city in these major Democratic cities, this is what it looks like.
How can the same process happen over and over again and nobody can't do nothing about it?
Black leadership is abusing us. The Democratic Party is abusing us.
It's the same way in every black community across the country.
And they force us into a life of welfare. We don't want no welfare. We want opportunities to go to work. We want opportunities to own business. They bailed out all of the major banks and these big investors, but left the people starving.
There are no tea parties in your city.
We don't have those people. We have a major Democratic machine, and the majority of them, they look like me. These are the people who make sure we get nothing, but then turn around and have us to vote for them again.
They only come around when it's time for elections. When they think they can give you a toy or give you a turkey or something, and then everything is good.
Hundreds of millions of dollars are coming down from the federal government. But the money is going to all these special interest groups. My brother's keeper went to his friends. This whole corrupt democratic system that gobbles up all the dollars and starves the people out. Can you all look around your community and see any change that have come about with these hundreds of billions of dollars that have come through our cities? No, you cannot. What we do see is our elected officials riding around in new cars, and they have new homes.
When our people don't have jobs in our communities, when we don't have any vital resources, when all the deals been cut and all our people are left out, this is where we end up.
And we got the most important thing that we got that we can stop all this. Everybody got a vote. And if you use your vote wisely, you can stop a lot of this stuff.
In less than a week, you have an opportunity to vote. And whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I urge you to vote. But if you're not satisfied with the political leadership in Washington, you need to send a message. Now, my problem, and I've said this on past programs, is I believe in limited government. I don't believe in a welfare warfare state that we have now, because every war has meant bigger and bigger government and also more and more welfare programs. Has it resulted in full employment? No, it hasn't. Has it resulted in peace and prosperity? No, it hasn't. We've been at war almost every day since I've been born, and that's just after World War II. It doesn't have to be that way, and it's up to you to make the change. The problem is, who do you vote for? If you truly believe in a Republican form of government, a limited federal government or central government, who do you vote for? Because both parties have grown the size and the scope of the federal government. Both parties have run massive deficits. Now, I will admit, even I am shocked by the sheer magnitude of the deficits under this president. But I need to remind you that the Democratic Party won big both in 2006 and 2008. And it is Congress that is responsible for passing what's called money bill, both spending bills or appropriation bills together with authorization bills, as well as tax bill. And they've run up massive deficits every year where government spending exceeds total tax collection by hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. In the early years, it was over $1 trillion, and $1 trillion is $1,000 billion. Now, for most of you, including me, that's hard to comprehend. That's a lot of money, folks. But that's what happens when government and the government you have today is one that you can't afford. The only way that our federal government has been able to do this is to sell more and more Treasury securities. Now, supposedly, they're going to be stopping next month. They're not. The Federal Reserve is going to be stopped buying it. Doesn't mean the Treasury is not going to go continuing on issuing debt. Oh, yes, it's going to do that. It has to do that. It has no choice, because every day you have Treasury debt coming due, both in terms of interest and principal. So once you get on this treadmill, you can't get off unless you have leadership, both in Congress and in the White House, that when they say a balanced budget, deliver in a balanced budget. You see, when the Republicans had control of both houses and the presidency, they ran up massive deficit. Yes, it was 100, 200, 300, 400 billion, not as large as President Obama, with over 1,400 billion, 1,300 billion. And this year, surprise, surprise, it's actually under half a trillion. It's 483 billion. At least they're going in the right direction. The problem is It's too slow. And as a result, what's happening? The problem is Washington, D.C., our Congress and our president, and the deficit of leadership in Washington. Both parties are simply politically unable to balance a budget. Everyone else has to balance their budget, but we have representatives and senators and a president that propose budgets year in, year out with massive deficits. It's time to send a message. Now, for many of you, the message will be to throw the Democrats out. I agree with that. They deserve to be thrown out for what they've done to the U.S. economy and the prestige of the United States abroad. We are the laughingstocks of other nations. That said, our economy is on the verge of another recession, and we're growing at under 2%. You see, if the economy were booming and unemployment were less than 3%, the Democrats would be winning come next Tuesday. Their problem is the economy is nowhere near that. And for most of President Obama's both first and second term in office, the unemployment rate has been significantly higher than in past recoveries because this has been by far the worst recovery. In other words, President Obama's so-called stimulus package did not work. It's just more and more government spending. Now, they don't call it government spending. They call it government investment. Now, the Democratic Party maintains its power by getting certain blocks of votes out, and they have been very dependent upon blacks. President Obama got over 95% of the black vote. He also got a significant proportion, the majority, of women vote, and also the young. The problem now is all three of those voter blocks are leaving the Democratic Party. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go to the Republican Party. Some will just stay home and not vote. Others will register as independents, and depending on who the Republicans are running, may or may not vote for. And that's sort of my predicament. I'll never vote for the Democratic Party. They are very much a lost cause. But the Republican Party, even though they spent considerably less than the Democrats, were fiscally irresponsible. They didn't balance the budget. They're incapable of doing it. And they always talk the talk. Oh, we're for a balanced budget amendment, and we can put America on a pathway to a balanced budget in 10 years. We don't have 10 years. The debt is approaching $18 trillion. That's $18,000 billion. That's more than the economy will produce in the entire year. I was really thankful, I think it's a little late, that at least some in the black community are waking up to the fact that the Democratic Party have sold out the blacks, even though many of them in leadership position are black. And people are waking up. And I was cheered by the fact that one of the speakers mentioned Obama's push, as well as the Democratic Party's push, for a minimum wage. But as a gentleman said, and as I have said, what blacks need and what poor whites need is a job. Boosting the minimum wage to $10.10, yeah, that helps people that are earning a minimum wage. But if they don't have a job, they're earning zero. And the black teenage unemployment rate is in the 30% range. It's been bouncing around, but it's quite high. That's the problem. The minimum wage doesn't solve anything. I spoke about it yesterday, but very, very few people make the minimum wage, less than 3% of the workforce. And most of those are teenagers and people in their 20s. Passing a higher minimum wage is not going to increase employment amongst that group. A matter of fact, it will lead to more unemployment. The answer is jobs for everybody. Full-time, good-paying job. And bigger government has never led to that. What it has led to is dependence. Dependency on the government. And that has resulted in generations of people being on welfare. Not just one generation. We're talking many generations. And that's not a way to get out of poverty. And that's not a job. So I was cheered by these gentlemen pointing that out. And I'm glad they finally woken up. Now the question is, will their message get out to other black voters? I think some will hear the message, but most won't. It is on YouTube. And before I forget, the way you listen to this show is go to the pronkpops.wordpress.com blog. It's a companion blog for this radio show. At the very top, you'll have links to the last 60 to 80 shows. And at the very bottom, you'll have links to my entire portfolio except some of the earlier shows. Now, I'm pointing this out. I will have that, what I just played, as a YouTube video. So you should watch it. And I recommend you go and watch it. It's on YouTube, but it's also on the post for this show. This is show 358. So if you miss the show or would like to see what is really spreading over the internet, it's also on the Drudge Report. Drudge has really highlighted this, and I give a shout out to Matt Drudge because he's really promoting this video. So three cheers for him, three cheers for Rush Limbaugh, and I hope I'm doing my small part making you aware of it, because more and more government is not the answer. We've seen the incompetence and the corruption that has been in Washington on both Republican and Democratic administrations, and that's a problem. You can throw the bums out, but if the new bums are bums too, where does that get you? So right now you have a choice. Either you can go vote next Tuesday or you can sit it out. If you sit it out, the bums will stay in. If you go vote, you'll get a new set of people, and maybe we'll get some leadership. I'm trying to be optimistic, but I have not seen fiscal responsibility, namely balanced budgets, out of either political party in the last 14 years. They are congenitally unable to do that. It's not in their DNA. They're very good at spending your money and putting more and more debt on future generations. That has to change. So if the Republicans win next Tuesday, and I'm not sure they will or won't. Right now, everyone's saying there will be a wave election, or what I'm calling a wipeout election, where the Democrats are the big losers and the Republicans win the Senate and the House and control it. Maybe they will, and if they do, then let's see what they do in the next 2 years. Let's see what kind of progress they can do in getting the economy growing again and downsizing the federal government. With that, I'll close my show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.